Turn your whisper into a shout with Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth Kinder, and I've just walked into 11 Eccleston Street, into Alma Deli, and it's extraordinary. It's not like any deli I've ever been to before. It's minimal. There's a beautiful communal table at the back, and there's a kitchen area with an island in the middle that you can sit at, where a chef prepares all the food from scratch. And I'm here to meet the owner, Priyanka Lugani.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's like walking into someone's kitchen.
Yes, that's the idea. So you don't feel like you're in a foreign space and in a formal setting or a fast food restaurant. And yeah, and the feeling is to make you feel comfortable and at home.
Yeah, it's really lovely. So Aurelien, yes. You're the chef here.
Hi.
And you're here in your pristine chef's whites, mm-hmm. making delicious smelling food. But I think what's very interesting about this place mm-hmm. is that mm-hmm. when you walk in, there are no cold dishes, apart from that delicious looking cheesecake, on display. So, I mean, that's quite an unusual thing for a
yeah. The idea is to cook everything fresh and warm. Because, you know, when we eat a lot of cold food, it affects our blood flow and our immunity as well. So now as we're coming into autumn, we have lots of warm soups and a lot of stews. So to display them and then reheat them in the microwave just doesn't align with our principles.
So all the food here is vegan?
Yeah, right. Absolutely vegan. As much as possible organic.
Yeah. Organic, sustainable,
and
seasonal,
yeah.
So can you tell me what it is here that I've got in this little pot?
Sure, actually, yeah, you've got like a spicy, lightly spiced chickpea stew mm-hmm. with some chutney coriander and courgette, basically. Yeah.
Courgette is mm-hmm. so delicious.
Mm-hmm. The courgette is infused with some mint chutney, coriander chutney.
Oh, it's delicious.
But we don't do anything like spicy, as in, you know, hot, spicy. Everything is just light.
And that blueberry cheesecake, I can't believe it's got no sugar.
There's no there's no gluten, no refined sugar, no dairy, and no nuts.
It's raw as well?
Yeah, it's raw. It's raw with the fresh blueberries that are in season.
So, yeah. It's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. We're glad you like it.
It's meant to be consumed by, I don't know, 3 years old toddlers.
We have, with Alma Deli, we have the deli, which is for everybody, but then we also deliver food and cook food for nurseries and schools. And the whole idea behind that is to bring wholesome, organic, seasonal foods to children. As opposed to the current sort of foods they're exposed to at schools and nurseries. We provide different meals every day for the kids, so there is a combination of our formula, so a good fat, a protein, and some vitamins, and then we'll have full of minerals and antioxidants with a little pudding at the end that's, again, sugar-free and dairy-free. We try to be gluten-free, but sometimes there are traces that are out of our control, obviously.
How brilliant. How great for the kids.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, not a turkey twizzler in sight.
Yeah, fresh, brilliant. Organic food. So Alma Deli's mission and vision is to really take care of the gut and balance it, because 80% of our immunity is in the gut. And what is immunity? It's a shield, it's a protection. And as it's linked to our gut, it's really affected by the foods we're eating. So our gut is our lifeline. So we have a research lab, and we work with lots of scientists and professors. And for instance, when you come into our cafe, or even when you're when you read about Alma, you always find our tagline, which is 80% of immunity is in your intestine. This is the research that we've been working on with the professors and scientists.
So you're actually looking at the impact of the food we eat on our biology, on our health.
Yes. So there's, on one hand, you have a lot of research that goes between the connection of the gut and the brain, right? And then you have like gut health by itself, but then you also have something, how environment, because we're not just absorbing the food, our body's also absorbing the air and the water that we're drinking. So the air we're breathing, if it's contaminated, it affects our absorption of food, because you start having sort of these toxic substances in the body, which are a big problem, because they affect our immunity. So this means the immunity starts to dissolve, the protective layer starts to dissolve in the gut. So even the way we store food in plastic, or in aluminium foil, all of these things have effects on our immunity.
Okay.
And fresh produce that is seasonal and regional is essential in keeping your gut healthy. And then we have the energetic research, the research on how energy influences the way we absorb food.
Right.
Our menu is inspired by Ayurveda and Chinese medicine. So basically in Chinese medicine, you have the micro seasons. Talk about the early, peak, and late season. So this means there are 24 micro seasons in the year. So it's a very interesting way of looking at seasonality. There's also yin and yang foods, foods that are warming and foods that are cooling. So in the winter, it's advised to eat warming foods, and in the summer, it's advised to eat cooling foods, to have the perfect body temperature, or to have a balanced body temperature.
Right. And the chakras, are they from Chinese medicine, or are they Ayurvedic?
The chakras are Ayurvedic.
The menu on the wall, it says chakra boxes.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have we have seven different chakra boxes. So we have seven chakras in the body, and each are an energy system. So you have the Buddha box, which aligns with your highest chakra. Then you have, for instance, the Bliss box, which connects to your heart chakra, and the Survival box, which connects to your root. And then each box has certain ingredients that align with this chakra. For instance, for the Survival box, it's all about grounding. So we use a combination of root vegetables in that box. Then you have certain foods that help spiritual awakening or development or spiritual balance, and those are usually very light foods. So you'll find those in the Buddha box and in the B box, which relates to your third eye. So you can read this book about it over there. It's called The Balancing Act.
Okay.
It's actually, we wrote it, and it goes much deeper into it.
Okay, brilliant. And so how long generally would it take for you to cook a box?
Once someone orders a box, it takes between, around 5 minutes to just prepare everything, the final touches. Like a real kitchen, you need to have a lot of prep, and then you put together a final dish when it's ordered, and 5 minutes. Yeah.
And then like the vegetables are cooked in the minute, like in the moment when it's ordered, because that's when they retain their nutrients and their vitamins, and it's never overcooked or kept like in a heated box for very long. It's just in the moment, so it's fresh. You enjoy it, and you can like taste the flavor properly. So the space is a deli when you walk in, but then we have all these activities specialized for children. So we have singing bowls, like Tibetan singing bowls. We have yoga for babies and kids. We have capoeira. Then we have a beautiful little garden where we do a gardening workshop. And then we have a galaxy room where you sit amongst the stars with a tipi tent, so we tell stories like the old Bedouins did. And then we have an art and music room with large canvases to really give the kids the space to express themselves. This is actually Tash. She's our yoga teacher, and she runs lots of activities as an instructor here.
Hi. So yeah, my name's Tash. I'm currently training as a child psychotherapist in arts and play. So my background is in theatre. I used to run a theatre company and kind of saw the impact that it had in terms of expression and mental health. And then I'm now focusing more on how children can use their imagination to develop and create a happier place. So, and then I'm also a trained yoga teacher and teach yoga for kids and parent and baby as well.
What is it about this whole initiative that appeals to you?
School environments are restricting. Everything is based around results, whereas I think what Priyanka is creating here with Alma Studios is a space of discovery for children to come and learn through food and music and nature and arts. And that kind of flow is something that's really unique within learning spaces. I think when you try to regiment or restrict or push a child to do something in a certain way, especially with the arts, they like lose some element of choice and discovery, which is so important, and especially at this kind of developmental age, children's brains are like sponges and they need to be making those decisions and choices for themselves and offering the space to encouragement to do what they want to do. And I think I've definitely seen that here in the way children move around the space and interact with the different activities.
So they're learning about themselves and their interconnection, really, with the world around them.
Exactly.
So Priyanka, I believe that you've also travelled to India and to the Andes. So can you tell me how that's impacted on what you're doing here?
Definitely. I mean, India, I'm Indian and I was never raised there. But when I go back, it's very interesting. It's very fascinating because there's so much, there's a very deep, this deep philosophy and a different understanding of life. You have the Ayurveda, then you have the Vedas, where there's so much wisdom, where so much wisdom stems from. So usually when I go to India, I go to the Himalayas and just travel around to see how they even prepare the food, like based in the Ayurvedic tradition. Then you have this whole experience of temple food in India and in Asia, where the food is prepared by the monks, and like there's this whole devotion and service through and finding divinity and enlightenment through food, which I find very interesting. Like, so when you're preparing food, like it's an act of love, and you serve the food, and that's also an act of love. And you have various different religions in India, like Hinduism, which I personally see more as a philosophy. And then you have Sikhism, which is, it's a way of finding the divine through service. And so they'll cook meals for thousands of people in the Gurdwaras. And then people like you and I will go and serve it or eat it. But everybody is equal in this moment, you know, and this is what's very fascinating. And then while you're preparing the food, there's this consciousness that goes into it, that your emotions are very, like, sort of full of wisdom, balance, and being in the present while you're preparing this food, because this food has an energy, and the one that is preparing it and the other that is eating it, both are absorbing, one is giving the energy and the other one is taking that energy into their body and into their cells, which are going to affect their digestion and the way they feel after the food. So it's a metaphysical experience of eating something which is physical.
Yes, and actually that isn't just kind of wishful thinking, is it? Because I think there's been a lot of research into how our intention and our focus impact on our environment. So that's why the food here is prepared in a meditative state, space.
I think yes. Like we have through music, through sound, through intention, and through just being relaxed, not bringing the stress to the food we're preparing.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, having eaten that delicious dish, that I do feel much calmer.
Great. I'm glad.
And happier. It's great.
Thank you.
Do we have to come into the deli to get the benefit of this food?
You can also order it on Deliveroo and Uber Eats.
Brilliant. So I'm understanding, Priyanka, from what you're saying, that you've got this as sort of the Alma deli. There are sort of three parts to it: the research, the kids' workshops and education platform,
yeah,
and the marvelous place where we can sit and eat.
Yeah.
So why were you inspired to do this?
the principles or the inspirations behind Alma was to create a space and a place of balance and of coming back to your natural state when you're in total connection with your soul and your body.
Yeah. So my natural state would be a healthy interconnection between my body and soul.
Yes. Yeah, and to thrive. Like to thrive in life. Our vision is to really create also something for the school curriculum, you know, a subject called consciousness. And consciousness comes in many forms, and that's what we explore in Alma. Here it's multidimensional. We have consciousness through movement, consciousness through sound, consciousness through eating, consciousness through nature. And yeah, so this is really a consciousness space for adults and children.
It just feels so beautiful and calm. And the food is so delicious.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
No, honestly. I think I could just come and set up here like about 9 o'clock every morning and stay till
5. Can be our shop manager. We're currently recruiting.
I don't think there'd be any food left for anybody else. No, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Priyanka.
Thank you,
Lugani, and really good luck with this initiative. Yes. I think that's very special, isn't it, Tash?
It's incredibly special, yeah.
Gorgeous Lives on Radio Gorgeous.